Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, we're doing part two of Fighting Temptation, and our tour guides are still Juanetta, Casey, Daryl, and Anna. And thanks for hanging out for part two, everybody.
Yes.
So if you're new to the show, the ground rules are as follows. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean, keep it real, but most importantly, have fun. We've refilled our glasses, so let's clink our neighbors and let's jump right back in. Okay, so in part one, we were talking about kind of the basics about attraction, how, you know, there's the physical attraction, and then sometimes you get to know somebody and it's not what you thought it was going to be. And kind of where we definitely go back to the archives and listen to part one if you missed it. But where we landed, we were talking a little bit, Juanetta, about you said that sometimes people will show you a side of themselves that it seems to be aligned with what you think you want in a person. And then as you get a little deeper in, you see that they've misrepresented themselves or it's not what you thought. And we were talking about that decision tree where you decide if you're going to keep, going along with it or chop it short. And we also saw some feedback on Daryl's face that was like, I got thoughts. I need to speak to this. And Daryl held up his sign that I don't know if it was calling BS or tell us what was on your mind in that moment there, Daryl. That one. Keep it steady so I can do a little screenshot there. Hold it back up for me there. Okay. All right. Very good. So now... What were you thinking when you held that up, and what was on your mind, Daryl?
What was on my mind was just the fact that what she was saying was the absolute truth, because people don't realize that they don't have to lie to kick it. They become the bad seed that make bad stuff for other folks. So ladies or gentlemen have to go down the line to go through the rigmarole of figuring stuff out. You know, it's just like. You know, I haven't read this book before. Like this book, the first 12 times I read it. So I'm not reading it. I'm not reading it again. I'm going to look at the cover, look at the preface. This book is trash.
And he throws it over his shoulder.
Right. Next. So you find yourself constantly have to do that with people. And that's both male and female. I mean, because you dating a chick, then all of a sudden you find out she got a man. Or she got three kids. You're like, man, I've been dating you for the last 6 months. You ain't said nothing about no kids. You know, or anything. You think that I'm in medicine. Oh, you're a street pharmacist? I thought you was a nurse. You know, but you run into stuff like that, but people just don't realize you can be who you are. Mm-hmm. Tell you exactly what it is. People will respect you more and determine that. But you know what? Yeah, they pretty good at math. They don't have to count this stuff. Let me help elevate them a little bit. Look, just do this, and we still may not end up being together. But at least you now have a better path than what you were on. Mm-hmm. So the next time you may be somebody else's treasure, and you welcome for the help. I mean, you welcome, but you ain't digging into my pocket to get that help. I'm going to give you some information. You're going to go do it yourself. But people will latch on to you, as like she was saying earlier, for what they can get out of you. So you ain't got a lie to kick it. Just say what it is, get it off your chest, and stay away from the
pH uggery. Clink your neighbor. That's sound solid advice there. Mm-hmm.
Where from it?
So, Juanetta, though, I want to tease it out a little bit more, because it also in episode one, you were saying how quick you are to make that decision is often determined by other factors going on in your world. Like, you know, what else do I have going on? Or am I just looking for a way to pass the time, or, you know, what were you saying about that? And then let's tease that out a little bit more.
So generally, depending on where you are in your life, where you are in your dating, and how many people you are dating, whether you're looking for a relationship, whether you're not looking for a relationship, it's all about what you have going on. If right now, if a whole bunch of dudes are right on your plate, like I was saying, if you got like a basketball team going on and you need to rotate people to the bench, you're only taking five, that's one thing. But if you're doing just...
Wait, did you say you're only taking five?
Yeah. And if you bring in one in, you got to put somebody on the bench.
Yes.
So you can only have that. That's my number. I don't ever want to go over five. That's too much. You stop forgetting what you're saying to each one, and you can't remember all of those things. So you have to, I used to in my younger days be able to do a football team. I can't do that no more. I had to bring it down to the basketball team. Straight five. So depending on where I am with those five, if someone's coming to me and presenting in a certain way and all of those things, you have to go. I know Anna doesn't like it. I still have a checklist, because if you gonna bump somebody out of that starting five, you've got to come better than what I've already got. And generally, they are going to present a certain way in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to show you who their true colors are. And then you're stuck, because you could have got rid of Joe Blow over here, and he ain't going to let you come back. Soon as you found that the grass wasn't greener, you're 80-20. As soon as you miss that, they're not going to let you come back. So you tend to try to stay in there. Have a little faith in your brother, you know, see if this is a turning point or something's going to happen. And you just, yeah.
Daryl, you definitely have a response to that.
Tough love off the wham. Ain't a negotiation. No, you won't get that far. Like she's talking about, I understand is that was, you're not going to get that far. I'm going to ask three basic questions. Your answers need to be right. And then I'm going to watch to see what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, ain't nobody got time for that. We got COVID. We got Trump. You know, we got social distancing. We got pimples. I mean.
we ain't got time for no sign. There we go.
Nobody got time for that.
But you know what? Okay, so something that strikes me, Quanetta, about what you said, I'm going to have to get with you on this, because it sounds like, and we've talked about this in other episodes too, mm-hmm. The list ain't all bad. It's when the list is out of control and unreasonable that it becomes bad. But I mean, Anna, even you have a list. Your list is your credit got to be good. And what was it? The car?
Got a prerequisite. If you ain't got that, then don't even step to her. That's right, just
I have standards. It's a difference. I got a standard. And then within a relationship, I might have a list that get an X, a big red X or a big green check mark.
Okay. Okay.
You know? So like certain things like, okay, how are you reacting in this situation right now? That's an X.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, you did good. That's a check mark.
So you got pop quizzes.
Yeah. Like, because you never know. But I do have, like, I'm not saying I don't have a list, but I do have a standard on what we gonna do, because I can't be taking my energy and putting it towards you and you're not even trying to be on the level that I already am on. And it's not me being cocky or anything. It's just a standard of how I want to live my life.
Mm-hmm. But that's why they lie to us in the beginning, because they already know what our standards are, because they can already see what we are bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. Soon as they know they're not bringing the same thing to the table, they going, where's my sign, Daryl?
Yeah.
This is how they gonna come.
Yeah. But then it takes you a few minutes to understand what they trying to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. It takes you a few minutes to understand, like, okay, this ain't I can, no. I brought this to the table 10 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think it goes back to, that's where the honesty, like everybody's been saying, that's where, like Daryl was saying, that's where the honesty comes in place, because there are certain things you may not have in place, but I may also see you making the effort. If I see you making the effort, then I have no problem supporting your mm-hmm. effort. But the problem is, like you said, we've all been in that situation where people, you know, their first impression is very impressionable. Mm-hmm. And but as we get to know them,
it was only a first impression.
It was only a first impression. And you thought, okay, and they clean up good and all this kind of stuff. But then once you start going deeper and all of a sudden little things start revealing themselves.
Yeah.
And then you start trying to question it. And then even when you try to come to them about it, they will still try to, you know, throw it off.
It's all defense.
Yeah.
And that's where you go back to people's individual problems.
Yeah.
Like, people got their own individual problems to make them react in certain ways.
Yeah, but that's when it's...
And I can't worry about their problems.
That's when it's like, okay, look, if you just be honest with me and let me know what the situation is, then we may come to some common ground. We may, you know, because everyone has their strengths and their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Now, you may be...
She put a clink on that, which you just said.
And you may be strong in places where I'm weak and vice versa. But if you don't put it out there like that and be honest and open enough,
because, it's selfishness.
Yeah, because you can't expect me to be totally
selfish.
You're not being totally honest with me.
Right.
That. Exactly. People are selfish. You cannot go into a relationship having it be 50-50. Ain't no relationship 50-50.
What is
a relationship? Forget the 100%. It's not 100%. A relationship is 200% because each individual has 100%.
There you go.
So you at least want to have 80% of that 100% from that person. Everybody needs their freedom on a certain level. But if you can give me 80% and keep your 20%, but within that 80%, we're growing, we're building, we're doing things. That's the mentality of a grown person versus people that aren't mentally grown. Okay. You know, some folks just ain't got it. It's just going to take you, it's going to take you 10, 12 years to understand what I told you 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I have to interrupt for two things. Number one, to read Daryl's sign, which said, one more time, Daryl, the force is strong with this one. I think he's in reference to Anna's commentary there. And also, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. We're talking about fighting temptation. We're on part two. We're talking with Anna, Panetta, Casey, and Daryl. And apparently, you know, Daryl is clinking his neighbor in his own way with his signs. The force is strong with this one, he said. So, you know, I wanna kinda ask another question. So it sounds like we've got some constitution for ourselves about like how we decide if we're moving forward or not with somebody that we were attracted to. Is that what I've heard? We've kind of got our decisions made there. But what happens when you give in to the attraction and you've decided, okay, I kind of need to reel this back because the trajectory is not what I initially hoped it was going to be based on what I've now observed with this person. There's something I'm attracted to. There's something I like. He's got three of the things on my list, or she's, you know, got a couple of things that are the potential, but I don't think this is the one. This is not the thing for me. Mm-hmm. How do you then start to uncouple yourself from it? How do you start to pull yourself back? What strategies do you use to you know, rethink this situation? Anybody?
Pull your energy back.
Just how do you do that, Anna?
you pull your energy back by thinking and writing down. Now, this is where a list come in, because you need a list for this. You need to write down all of the things that you put into this to make it be where it is right now, and vice versa, and what they put in. Now, if that list ain't equal, or, you know, damn near equal, then that's something that you got to just pull your energy back and say, okay, so this thing, that thing, that I can't do that no more. Mm-hmm. You know, this ain't what I can do right now. I can't do that with, I cannot be a part of that. Because that was a part of me being with you and showing you and, you know, all this and trying to grow with the person. But then you showing me something different. So I got to pull back my energy now.
Okay. Quanetta?
Well, I generally use just, I have those standards and those expectations, and I communicate that. So I communicate what I am. Huh?
But you communicate it to the person that you're pulling back from?
Right. I communicate my expectations. And I give them an opportunity, or I just generally say, this is not going anywhere because of this, 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 this. Now, you can get caught and say, you know, these were my expectations. You're not meeting them. And if they start meeting them, then you get in trouble. But I generally say, this is why I'm pulling back and it's not working. And I start moving on.
So well, we can be friends. If they start, does that then give you reason to rethink pulling back?
It does, because you kind of get a little caught in the situation. See, remember, that's how I got married. I made my long little list of what they weren't doing. And he met all of them and then proposed. And I said, gosh, dang it. And then what was I supposed to do?
Yeah. Avoid simplification. Pimp yourself is what Daryl's current sign says. Pimp yourself.
Take the floor, Daryl. Take the floor, Daryl.
Daryl, say something, brother.
Yeah. So if you go into that situation knowing that this person is not good for you, don't have the standards or the things that you need to move forward in a relationship, friendship, that will lead to something more substantial. You have just pimped yourself because you knew it. You saw it. Anna said earlier, said we see the red flags that we don't ever do anything about, but you knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So you simped yourself. You got into the situation. You should have avoided the simplification. You prostituted yourself because whatever it was that they had was good to you, be it the looks, be it the time they spend with you. They may not have had everything that you needed, but he might just hit that spot for the sisters just right. Or
everybody enjoys getting their spot hit just right.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just called the G.
At the same time, I can hit my own G spot.
Mm. Hey,
even two clings on that one.
Just saying.
Okay,
like, it's gotta be a little bit more than that for me. I can do that for myself.
Exactly.
True that. You could. What the hell is better if somebody?
And I can make it happen way quicker than anybody else.
we don't want to go quick. Do it right.
But Lord, you got Daryl singing.
But I think another thing happens also is sometimes in the midst of that situation, you start, because you're trying to help another person so much, you start losing yourself.
Yep.
And that's when you got to finally say, look, do I keep going down this road or do I regain myself back? Because you can care about somebody. And sometimes you just got to finally realize, you know what? I just got to care for you from a distance. Because, and it's happened to all of us, because we've gone down there, but by the time you look up, you're in it. What do? The family's involved or whatever the situation is. Everybody know who this person is. And then sometimes that peer pressure, you don't want to be awesome. Where's so-and-so? You know,
oh, I hate that.
Oh my gosh. I talk about that all day.
Yeah. So sometimes that pressure of, you know, everything, because you started involving that person in your world overall. Mm-hmm. And now when you try to take them out, you know, who is it hurting more? Is it hurting you? Is it hurting them? And it gets to a point where you finally say, you know what, I gotta go ahead and start looking out for me, and I gotta take care of me, because if I don't stop this now, although I know it's gonna hurt, it's gonna be awkward, it's gonna be this, but if I don't stop this bleeding now, there's no telling where I'm gonna end up.
Mm-hmm. It's okay to curb people or put them into the friend zone if you know it ain't gonna work. They just do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Or as Q said, put them on the bench. It's okay to take them out the game.
Yeah.
Connect them, trade them to another team, you know, put them in the D League, whatever the case may be. If it's just not working, it's just not working. You may be good for somebody, but you're just not good for me.
Yeah. And when I'm friends with all of my exes. I don't have no issues with any of them, because when I decided to leave, I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like there's no coming back, but I'm gonna help you with whatever you need help with. If I can find it in my time, you're not a priority anymore. But if I can find it in my time, I'm going to help you do whatever, because we did have that with each other. But regardless, I'm not going to sit up there and just like allow you to come into my energy and then constantly ask me and do the things that I did when I was with you. You can't get that. You can't get all that.
Right. Daryl is reminding us, avoid simplification. Do not pimp yourself out.
Exactly. Don't pimp your energy out, because it draws on you. Don't pimp your energy out.
And we've all done it, because
yeah,
at some point in time we start caring about the person, you know, in that way. And we're hoping for that person to be the quote unquote, you know, the one. But when you find out it's not the one, and I know, thank God I have my wife now, but I know even in previous situations, we've all probably stayed longer than we should have in other situations.
God, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. When, you know, and then it starts getting hostile. Like, it starts holding resentment. Yeah. When you're in a situation so long that you not really supposed to be in, and you know you ain't supposed to be in, and you just here. It's just, you know, It holds resentment against the other person, and it's really not fair on either person's part. So it's like, why not just let it go rather than just sit there and hold resentment against people?
And then it causes you to have a paradigm you don't really want to have going into another situation that might actually be good for you. So, you know, we're thinking about strategies for detoxing from, you know, that attraction that we had, because, you know, it is actually a chemical thing. Attraction is, there's a lot going on when you're attracted to somebody. There's endorphins, there's adrenaline, there's dopamine, there's serotonin. It's like being on drugs.
Yeah. And
so it's more than just the decision point where you say, I'm done. It's, yeah. You have to detox your body, your mind.
It takes you 21 days to get over anything.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So,
21
you
know, days.
You have to be mindful and make a conscious choice and conscious decision to take action to resist it.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, if you've been longer than 21 days, you need to go revisit whatever the relationship situation you was in, because it only takes you 21 days to get over anything, from drugs to anything.
Mm.
21 days.
Well, Anna, I'm so glad you know this, and I hope you remember to pick this part up, because our next episode is backsliding, and that is exactly what we're going to need to remember to talk about when we get in that conversation. Any final thoughts as we close this one out, guys? Guys and gals?
I'm going to say always be true to yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Respect yourself and respect other people's time and energy.
There you go. Daryl, anything?
If it don't fit, you must acquit.
That's right, Daryl. Quick, your neighbor. And on that note, we are out of time. I want to thank you guys for being a part of part two of Fighting Temptation. Anna, KC, Quanetta, Daryl, thank you for being my tour guide. KC, thanks for producing the show. Thanks for the theme music. Please follow us on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, it's at Just Princess Robin. And you can catch a new episode of Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Rainier Avenue Radio app or on TuneIn. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Thanks for being a part of Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin this evening. Smooches!
Smooches!